They used to get I tell you what they used to make the wine with. They used to use dry grape. They used to buy those grapes in them big boxes. They about 20 pounds or something like that. Big box, wooden box, dry grapes. Now all them who were fishermen and the most of them down there, they use a wooden barrel, you know. They use a wooden barrel and they put so many boxes of that grape in there, and they put so much water and sugar. You understand? We knew how to make it into that barrel, and they put a cover, put a rag over it, and put a cover on it, and let it set there, let it sow, let it work up. And they make their own wine. They had a wooden faucet on that barrel, and about a month, you go down there and you pick your glass, you get at that faucet and you draw a little bit and taste it. You didn't draw it out of that barrel, it stayed in that barrel. That stuff soured in there, matured and everything else, it stayed right there. All that stuff that was left from them grapes all went down to the bottom of the barrel. You see, they had this faucet above that. And they drink that water out of that barrel. They didn't put it in no bottle, they put it in the glass and drink it. That's the way. And that's the way that boy, that he don't do that, but he got those big glass bottles, you know. And every year when the blackberry time, he don't make a whole lot, but just enough for him and his children, you know. He don't sell no wine. He's another bootlegger. He's another way he makes that for himself. He likes that, you know. And he makes the wine the way he likes it. He makes it out of blackberry wine. And you drink some of that blackberry wine, you think it's... You can't tell the difference with his wine and what you buy in the store if you don't know the difference, if you don't see the bottle.
Yeah. That's interesting. But people used to make a lot of illegal...
You pick up in that part of the country, up in there, some of them states up in there, they don't allow no liquor, sell no liquor at all. A lot of people, they make their own beer, their own wine or whatever they have, you understand? They make it themselves. You know, they can't tell him nothing. They can't get in there and tell him you can't make that wine. If he don't sell it, it's his. Let him drink it. Huh? It's a man, it's a person's privilege, in other words. If I can't do what I want in my own house, and then, you understand, for my family, for my own use, as long as I don't distribute this stuff amongst the other people and try to sell it and for bootlegging. If I say, well, I like it, I make it the way I want it, it's my business, see? So, not too far up in here, there's some of them, Mississippi, I believe, some part of Mississippi, I believe, it's a dry country up in there.
Yeah.
No liquor at all. You got no saloon and all that stuff like we got up in here along the highways. Every block, they got one of them hunky-tunk. They don't have that up in there. This is the only place there, like Morgan City, they got him on every corner.
I know.
Huh?
I know.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So, if a man want to do something for himself, for his family, he should have the privilege to do that. That's the way I feel about it.
You'd be working out in the yard, and your mother would say for you to bring in a what of wood, bring in some wood. She said, bring in a... Would you have to bring wood in?
Put in your own.
Carry in a...
That's the way we carry out in the house. Put a few pieces in your hand, your arm, and come on in and dump it in the box by the stove, whatever you wanted.